Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 14, 2016, Tony Barrow, the Beatles press officer who coined the term Fab Four, dies at his home in England just 3 days after his 80th birthday. On this day in 2015, blues legend B.B. King passes away at the age of 89. In a career that spanned over 60 years, he won 15 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. On this day in 2009, 2 weeks after he appeared on American Idol, Neil Diamond tops the Billboard Hot 200 album chart for the first time in his career when Home Before Dark goes to number one. The closest he came before was the 1973 soundtrack to Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which reached number two. On this day in 2002, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and Little Richard are presented with the Icon Award as part of the 50th annual BMI Pop Awards at the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills. On this day in 1998, Frank Sinatra dies at the age of 82 at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Beverly Hills. He enjoyed his first hit in 1940 with Polka Dots and Moonbeams and went on to have over 30 top 40 selling singles, over 100 million records sold worldwide. His final entry on the Hot 100 came in 1980 with Theme from New York, New York. He was buried at Desert Memorial Park in Cathedral City, California on May 20th with a tombstone that reads, "The best is yet to come." On this day in 1993, the acoustic guitar that Elvis used to make his first recordings, That's All Right, Mama, and Blue Moon of Kentucky in 1954, sells for $152,000 at an auction in London. On this day in 1977, When I Need You becomes Leo Sayer's second straight Billboard number one single following You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. On this day in 1966, The Kingsmen's Louie Louie enters the Billboard Hot 100 for the ninth time. This time, it only stays on the charts for 2 weeks, going to number 97. When it was first released in 1963, it made it to number two during a 13-week run. And on this day, May 14, 1955, a classic debuts on its way to number one on the rhythm and blues chart. The name of the singer and the name of the song are the same. Who is he? What is his first classic hit? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 14, 1955, a rock and roll legend debuts for the first time on the Billboard R&B charts. His classic will climb to number one. The title of his hit is the same as his name. Here's Bo Diddley and Bo Diddley.